what we did get was indeed what I would call a good second prize. And the good second prize is the fact that Zimbabwe opted for at least partial compliance with the SADC tribunal orders. We know that it's partial compliance and the rest of the orders are still outstanding.
What are some of the other parts of the order that Zimbabwe is yet to comply with?
That includes an order to allow the farmers to take repossession of their farms. It provides for an order mandating the Zimbabwean government to abstain from the illegal eviction of white farms. And thirdly, also an order to order the Zimbabwean government to compensate farmers who have been deprived of their property according to market-related formulae.
What would you say in regards to Zimbabwe complying with this portion? As you said, it's an important move, but what more needs to be done in regards to the remaining part of the order?
I think it's critically important, and to a certain extent, I guess that the Zimbabwean government would also like to normalize the economy. They would also like to normalize their relationships with the rest of the world. And I think it is now critical for the Zimbabwean government to engage with the farmers who have been deprived and to find ways and solutions to this dilemma, this unresolved matter.